Good day, Dr. Carolyn Rohde. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm having a wonderful life, and it just got better because I get a chance to talk with Dr. Carolyn Rohde. She's going to talk about storing and disposing medicine safely. Dr. Rohde, this is a big, big question that we have. I kind of talked with my audience last week about it. I asked them, what do you do with your unused medication? Because, you know, I have some. I'll use me. My doctor prescribed something. It doesn't work, so I have to go on to something different. So I've got this medication. What do I do with it? And you're going to help us with that. So let's start off, why is it dangerous to keep expired or unused medicines around the house?
Yeah, so there are two reasons of why these medications can pose a risk if they're still left in your home. Number one is that it could lead to accidental use. So, for example, if you have the medication you were describing and you accidentally took that in place of a different medication, it could lead to side effects of that medication or overdose of that medication as well. And then additionally, that could lead to exposure to children and pets in your home too. And then number two is that it could also lead to intentional misuse. So I know with the opioid epidemic kind of a hot topic in the news, it could lead to, if you have unused pain medications available in your home, it could lead to intentional misuse of those medications as well.
What should I do with these when I have these expired or unused medications then in my home? I don't think flushing it down the toilet is a good option.
Yeah, so what we recommend is I would go through your medications probably at least twice a year, and then again thinking about which ones are expired, which ones am I no longer using that my physician has stopped, and then also you should inspect all of your medications, ensure that they're not breaking down or discolored. And then if you have those expired or unused medications, there's two methods that I would recommend for disposal. One being drug take-back events. So the DEA sponsors two events nationally annually. So there's one coming up here on April 28th. Next month, where there should be events in your local communities for you to bring these medications in and dispose of them with the law enforcement agents, and also usually local pharmacists are involved in those as well. And then another one that's gaining more popularity is actually the use of these registered collection containers. They look like little kiosks in your pharmacy, and they're usually going to be located near the service counter in your pharmacy. And again, this is another method you can use by dropping these medications in these kiosks or these containers to dispose of them.
I love that. I didn't know that. That's really great information.
They're new.
That's great information. And that's why I get to do the Valder Beebe Show, to help people awaken to things we don't know. And that's great information to know. Okay, we'll go back to my number one answer that I got just a little informal survey with on my Facebook page. People said, why can't they flush their old medicine down the toilet or just throw them in the trash?
Yeah, and that is still a method to think about. So what I would recommend is for individuals who do not have access to these drug take-back events or these registered kiosks, is that you could still use the trash method, and that's still on the FDA's website as a method for disposal. And there's certain steps that you should take to ensure the safety of people in your home, though, if you do use that process. So I would definitely recommend that you check out the FDA's website for a step-by-step process of how to use the trash method. And then for flushing, so the reason we usually avoid flushing is that we don't want to expose the environment to these medications that we're no longer taking. So there is still a list, again, on the FDA's website with the actual approved flush list, and most of the medications on that list are going to be pain medications. And the reason that they still recommend flushing those, if you're not going to be able to access a drug take-back event or a registered collection container, is that if a child, for example, took these out of the trash, even if you follow that step-by-step process, it could be very fatal or harmful for them to get access to these medications. So that's why there still is that flush list on their website with recommended medications. But I said most of them are going to be pain medications.
Okay. Let's go to the medications we do use and we want to keep. How do we store those? Is there a specific way, or can we just walk around with them like most of us in our purse?
So the purse is not the best place, but some places to think about is I like to think of cool, dry, and secure locations. So even the medicine cabinet is not ideal, just because if you have a shower or a bathtub in your bathroom and that humidity that comes off of that shower can actually have really bad or can actually cause the tablets of your medications to break down more quickly. So what I would recommend, the top locations that I can think of, would be like a linen closet outside of your bathroom, and then think about the top shelf of that linen closet. And then if you have a cabinet in your kitchen, for example, that has no food items in it, think about, again, the top shelf of that cabinet in your kitchen. If you have children in your home, think about securing them even further. If you have like a lockbox or a container that's very difficult for children to open, I would think about putting them in that container in those locations as well.
I want my audience to know that Dr. Kaylin Rohde, she's a clinical pharmacist with UNC Healthcare in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Dr. Rohde, my final question is, where do I send my audience for more information so that we can be safe, but we can help keep other people safe also with medications?
So the two websites that I would talk about for medication disposal information are going to be the DEA's website and also the FDA's website. So if you go in your search bar and you type in FDA and then put medication disposal behind that and hit enter, you're going to see a number of resources that will populate your screen that you're able to click on and read more about how to dispose of your medications appropriately. The DEA's website, coming April 1st, will actually have locations of those drug take-back events for that April 28th date. So I think that's a great resource to go to as well for more information about that.
Dr. Kayla, you have been a perfect guest for the Valder Beebe Show. My goal is to entertain, awaken, inspire, and inform, and you've met all of those. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.